fabric of the church, one's true and one's false. There's no tweener, as we say. There's no in-between. There's truth, as the Bible tells us and as the prophet tells us, and even Jesus says, I am the way, the truth.
Amen.
And we'll read that in just a second. So let's go to 1 John 4. Remember Brother Bob, he's kind of in a stressful way there at work, and may the Lord bless him and give them, I think they're about over it, but give them wisdom to deal with what he's dealing with at work. So also right after the service, remember, I'll try to announce it again to see Brother Terrence at the back door to get your gift from the church. But now all other gifts and all other songs and all other skits are going to be done at the barn. So everybody know where it's at. If you don't, if you go out here right there where the prayer request list is, there is a map. It's really easy. Go to Guildsville, look over at the post office. Going up a little further, you'll see a road veer off to the left. Take the first paved driveway on the left. There's one little bitty one that shoots off with a red gate, but you go to the next one and turn left. It's got pavement stuff on it. It's kind of that asphalt looking pavement with gravel. But anyway, you turn to the left, right there. Now look, there's two that go, one goes like this. Take the immediate left. Alright, and you'll go back. By the time you get about 200 feet in, you'll almost see it, but it's way back in the woods there, so don't think you're getting lost, and don't think we've sent you on a wild goose chase. But that's where we need to do all that, down there at the barn, and please wear your mask if possible while you're talking. I know you can't while you're eating, but while you're talking, please wear your mask, and please try to stay 6 feet apart except for family, okay? So just remember that. We'll have hand sanitizer and all the goodies down there for you to practice that, and we still want to practice that until. Let's see. Brother Dale will be preaching this coming Wednesday. I've got the schedule here for the rest of the month. And then I'll be doing the next Sunday, the 20th. Brother Dale will be doing the Wednesday on the 23rd. I'll be doing the 27th. There'll be no service on the 30th that week. It'll be on Thursday, and it will be the 31st. All right, Brother William Borlevon will be here with us, Sister Monica's brother. He's been here before several times. And that will start at 8 o'clock, and we'll go from 8 to midnight. So get you some songs ready, testimony, whatever you want to do, because we're going to let Brother William preach, and then we're going to sing and testify until midnight and then take communion. And then most people are off the next day for the... They always say what you do in the first of the year is what you do all year. Well, you take the first day off. Never thought about that. But then on the 3rd, we are going to start back. Terrence will announce it later on, but we'll be starting back with two services. Going to try that on the 3rd, which will be Brother Dale and myself. Give these other guys some time off, so, because they've been on the plow for a while. And we really enjoyed them. Really enjoyed all of them. Amen. Love the ministry here. They do a really good job bringing the word of God. So thank you for your prayers. We came back. We went hunting. We didn't go killing. So we went hunting. So we had a good time. Everybody in Kentucky really enjoyed seeing us, and we enjoyed seeing them. They're dealing with the COVID thing too, but they're still having church. So we just want to keep them in our prayers and make sure that we remember all the pastors around the country that are dealing with this and all the churches, and that the Lord will give us all wisdom in what to do. Amen. Because if we can't trust in the Lord, we can't trust in nothing else. So we put all of our trust in the Lord. So let's bow our heads. We're going to go to 1 John, but then we'll go to John 18. This is talking to Pilate. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Forgive us of our sins, many mistakes that we make, Lord, contrary to your word. Because we're being human, Lord, we just were born contrary. But Lord, you gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost to turn everything back around and send it back in the right direction. And that's what you're looking at today, Lord. And we're looking at the atonement, not what we did wrong. We're looking at the atonement, Lord, that we know that you died at Calvary 2,000 years ago. And even this time of the year, we're celebrating, as the world does, your birth. Lord, but if it hadn't have been for Calvary, you died for us, Lord. You knew that. You knew you had to do it, and you did it. You did it willingly. to save our soul and to make this thing come back right. Thank you for that, Lord. Remember us in this season that we will be joyful and everything will be wonderful, Father, and you'll take care of all of us. Keep us all healthy. Be with the bride around the world, Lord. Take care of them. Lord, you minister today, Father, and just move this vessel out of the way and you take over. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so let's get the calendar and leave it right there. I got. All right, here we go. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Now listen, it's like I told you before. You can confess that Jesus Christ is God and be an alcoholic or be a drunk and be a whoremonger and everything else. But you got to really, when you confess, you know that that man lived 2,000 years ago, but he's now in your flesh. Amen. Jesus Christ now is in you, in your flesh, and that's what we confess, because most of the world thinks he's the second person of the Trinity, which is totally false. No such thing as that. Amen. We knew he was Almighty God. No more, no less. Amen. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world, 2,000 years ago. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. In other words, the daily conversation of the world, they get together and they talk about this and that and the other, and then you get together and talk about the Word of God and how God's been good, and they'll agree with you that far, but when you start going into the major doctrines and you start reading the Bible to them and you start talking to them about one God, water baptism, no eternal hell and all, that's when the conversation ends. They might be there in body, but they're not there in spirit. They're not paying attention to anything you're saying after that, all right? We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we. Now look, here's where I got the thought from. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That separation there. You may be seated. Let's read John 18 as you're seated. John 18, 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered and said, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end I was born. And for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the what? Truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. What was Pilate's problem? He was not of the truth. What was the Jews' problem that put Jesus on the cross? They were not of the truth. But Pilate says unto him, what is truth? He was confused. He didn't have the truth. There was no truth was found in him. So now let's read John 14, 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there's no other way. You say, oh, now I don't know about truth. I don't know who's got truth. Listen, if you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul today, you have truth.
Amen.
You have the truth, not a truth. There's a lot of a truths, but there's not the truth. The truth is that Bible and what Jesus Christ said. And then we know one thing. People, you know, get all convoluted and worried about the this and that and the other going on about us believing that God sent a prophet. But look at that confusion out in the world. Okay. Look at all the confusion out in the world. If Jesus stood up one day and said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and the Bible says in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, then that must have been the truth.
Right.
But what was he? He was the Word.
Right. Glory.
So what is truth? If we would have been standing there during Pilate's time and we know what we know now, we'd go, that's truth.
Right.
Point to Jesus. That's truth.
That's right.
That's the truth right there.
Right.
But we weren't standing there. It wasn't our time.
Right.
So Brother Brown says in the exposition of the seven church ages, we good? Okay. My own son says, don't know if we're good or not. Okay. Now remember this. Christ and the true church. See, I got that underlined. There is a true. Remember, I'm going to read this quote. Stand right there real quick. They don't have it in the back. Keep it right there, though. Brother Brown said, in the rising of the sun, He says, there has been churches, brides, but there has got to come one.
Right.
There's not two brides. You don't take two women. Now, maybe some people do if they believe in polygamy, but you're only supposed to have one wife.
Right.
Brother Dale and I were listening to Marriage and Divorce coming back from hunting the other day. I kind of wanted to listen to that again, and you know, Brother Brown hits on that. He said, Christ can have multiple wives, because the man can have, understand what I mean? But remember, that bride can't have but one husband.
Right.
But if you take on a different doctrine or that error that we're talking about, you're actually worshiping Satan, thinking you're going home with another husband.
Right.
How horrible is that? But that's the truth. That's why marriage and divorce is hard. It doesn't work. Well, it picked a time to die. Okay. We might have to get another one then. I'm not going to move around, Luis. Maybe it starts speaking Spanish or something. I don't know. Maybe the thing's hung on Spanish. Never forget Joe Canada did that one day. Joseph. Me and Timbo was getting in the truck. We were getting ready to go cut some yards and stuff. And back when we were doing that property preservation and we get in the car and crank the thing up and turn on the GPS, and it goes, I know one. And I'm not making fun, but Joseph had got in there and changed it to Chinese. The language. So anyway, it took us about, thank goodness that we had about an hour to travel, and Timbo was over there. You remember that, Tim? Where you at? Out there, okay. He's sitting over there trying to get it back to... So anyway. Yeah, Joe Canada did that. Yes, he did. Did that to us while we was working. Bless his heart. I'll get him back one of these days. So Christ and the true church. So like I said before, there has to be a truth.
Right.
There can't be 900 different points or denominations. Or you tell me why there's a Methodist on this side of the town and another Methodist on this side of the town, and they're only about 2 miles apart. Then you got message churches that's not even that far apart, and they won't even fellowship with each other. What are we going to do in heaven?
Right.
I asked a Baptist that one time. He never answered me. I said, you say you got truth? He said, yep. I said, what about the Methodists? You're saying they don't have truth? You look at me and you say, I don't have truth? Because there's only one truth.
Right.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Right? There's only one truth.
Amen.
Everything else is false. I said, so what are we going to do in heaven? I said, what are you going to do with the Methodist when you get up there? What are you going to do with me when you get up here? It's just going to be all Baptists? And he never would answer me. Because see, if you nail them down, why are you a message believer? Why are you a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Methodist? Because you think they're right.
Right.
God can't be that confused. He's not that confused.
Right.
That's why God had to send a prophet straight from he became the mouthpiece of God. He was not God. He was a sinner saved by grace just like me and you.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
He was not God, but he's got the same God in you. The same God that's in you was in him.
Amen.
So then you need to respond to that. That's what I was telling him. We were talking about in Kentucky. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to respond. You have nothing to respond with. You can say William Branham was false and he did this and he did all the dates and yada, yada, yada. But if you've got the Holy Ghost and I've got the Holy Ghost, we can't respond different to that.
Right.
That's why Jesus was standing there at Pilate's hall and you know, even Pilate, you know why Pilate said what is truth? You know why he said that? Because Jesus said, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And he's standing there by himself.
Yeah.
Jesus was standing there by himself. Pilate knew he was not a threat to his earthly kingdom. Pilate knew that. So then he's like, well, if you're this, in other words, this is what he's saying. If you've got this great kingdom and everyone that hears the truth will follow me, where's your followers? And then he walks out and tells the Jews later on in that part there, he walks out and he says, I find no fault with him. What? He was no threat. Pilate just didn't know he was the greatest threat he had ever stood in front of. But it was hidden inside of human flesh.
Amen.
Just like me and you, hidden inside. That's where the true church is. It's not a building. It's not a name. It's God in your flesh.
Amen.
Amen. God residing in your tabernacle. Right? So Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But now remember the quote I told you. There has to come a real bride.
Right. Glory.
There is one on the earth. If there's not one on the earth, the only time there won't be a true bride on the earth is when we leave this place.
Right.
Amen. That's when there will not be a true Gentile bride. But now what does he do? He goes to Israel, but remember he had to divorce them.
Right.
So they won't be bride.
Right.
They'll be remnant. They'll be 144,000 because of the promise that God made in His Word. He can't go away from that. So He has to go. He said, never will I forget Israel. Well, all these thousands of years, you read, remember in the Bible we read with Zechariah where they'll look upon him and see the scars in his hand and he'll say, where'd you get those scars? He said, in the house of my friends.
Right.
Not my bride, my friends. So he goes over there to that 144,000. Because remember, as we were talking last Sunday, he's not in, listen, the foolish virgin does not have the truth inside of them. They have a truth.
Right.
If you have a truth, you're not going in a rapture.
Right.
You gotta have the truth, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul, not anointing you, but in your soul. So let's read this now. Book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. So we know it's coming. We know it's already here. We know it started 2,000 years ago.
Right.
So let's go back. Let's go down to the red. He knows that if the people get the what?
Right.
True revelation of the true church.
Right.
And what she is and what she stands for. So listen, you can't be a true church and not do what the Word says.
Right.
Because the Word is the marker, the truth. I'm getting some rebound up here, Josh. It's just happening? It's just gonna happen? Okay. That's alright, I can deal with it. And what she stands for and that she can do the greater works. Now we look today and we think, you know, I was thinking this morning about Brother Ray and all the different ones, we think, man, Lord, where are you? But He's in all this. Don't ever forget. Whatever is going on, He's got His eternal, immortal hand in it. And He being infinite, whatever is happening, if it's happening to the bride, it's for our good.
Right.
Amen?
And, glory.
And like Brother Terrence said, I know Brother Ray's in a better place. There's no virus going on over there, but Sister Rita, we're still caught in time, and we need to pray for her. And I want to announce this. They have a GoFundMe account, so if you want to send some money, she may need it. Okay, I'm just saying. He's been in the hospital for 20-something days, so I'm sure after the grief happens, she'll have more grief for those hospital bills, because that's what we get. We live in the world, this world. But look, if people get a true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, she can do the greater work. She will be an invincible army. If they get a what? True revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church. Because remember now, as I was telling you in Nicaea, 325 AD, that those doctrines, listen, those doctrines deceive the whole world.
Oh yeah, right.
99, if there was a billion people, 999,999 billion of them, or million, toward the billion, were deceived. There was only like 1% on the earth.
Right.
That's why if you see your church age where in Columba, right in here, it almost goes dark.
Right.
They call it the Dark Ages. Have you ever noticed that? While I've been preaching this, have you ever not looked at your church age calendar and go, well, there's the true and there's the false. Because the black is the false.
Right.
And the white is the true. Well, God separated them in every church age. Every church age had the truth.
Right.
But they didn't have all the truth.
Right.
As we were talking about in Kentucky. They didn't get all the way out. Luther had the truth. Martin, all the different ones, they had the truth.
Right. Amen.
But they didn't have all
right.
the truth.
Right.
Luther's the just shall live by faith. Now, God wasn't in the water baptism in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He wasn't in all that stuff that Luther wanted to bring out of the Catholic Church. God wasn't in that. That's why God had to bring somebody here a mouthpiece in this end time to straighten all that up. Right. Why did Brother Branham talk about, we were on marriage and divorce? He said, you got into this condition by what? Misinterpreted theology. Where did it come from? Where is misinterpreted theology? Right here behind this pulpit.
Right.
Some preacher has told you it's okay to divorce your wife or divorce your husband and marry anybody you want to. That's not the Bible. We know that. Amen. But now because of misinterpreted theology, God had to give a grace of marriage and divorce to Moses. He had to give a grace there with Paul. And now he had to give a grace to Brother Branham. Because right there at the end, I love what he said. He said, this is to my people only.
Right.
He said, go on as you are. What was he doing? He was wiping their slate clean if they would believe it.
Right.
If they would believe it.
Right.
He said, but don't you ever do it again.
Right.
So if you did it again, you come right out from under that grace.
Right.
A marriage and divorce. All right. So I'm not going to get into marriage and divorce because today's a happy day. We got to keep that happy. But look, we got to know what the two spirits are.
Right.
There's several of you sitting in the buildings got living husbands and living wives.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right.
But have you accepted the grace of marriage and divorce
right.
to take care of that? Because remember, it's not an issue of salvation. Don't ever, let me just add this to you. It's not a salvation issue. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But it does take you away from some of the promises that God gives you. Because God can't give you the Bible that says you can't do this. And then give you all the promises. Not going to happen. All
right?
Remember, because there's no in between. It's either the truth. But God had to send us a prophet to what? Take us from the false back to the truth.
All right?
Because he said, from this point forward, don't you ever do it again. What a wonderful grace of marriage and divorce. But you know what? That's what God did when he saved you.
Right.
He taught everything you did. I don't care. Paul says in Corinthians, he said, some of you were revilers, whoremongers, adulterers, yada, 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 all the way down the line. He said, but you've been washed.
Right.
He said, oh, foolish Galatians. You know, I was reading in Corinthians the other day. He went to Corinth three times. They needed some help. He went to Corinth three times and wrote 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and then he was there another year. If you'll read in there, you'll see where he said, I've come to you three times. Why? They needed help, but you know what? It cleaned that church up.
Glory.
That's what we want. We were all born dirty.
Right.
What about somebody was mentioned the other day about Pat Tyler? You know, he was a gangster. He killed people. He was a murderer.
Right.
But Brother Brown said he was a Holy Ghost filled man. Went out preaching and you say, hey, it doesn't matter if you just smoked cigarettes. It doesn't matter if you just did X, Y, Z. It's all one sin.
Right.
One sin, which is unbelief.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just keep that in our mind and not to, that's why the Bible tells us not to judge. Let the Bible judge. Let the Bible do that for us. But now that's our sounding board. That's our truth. So you got to go back to it.
Right.
So by God's Spirit, discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. Now we're going to read an exposition of the church age number 2. Did you get it now? These are the two twins again. They're those two trees growing side by side in the same earth, partaking of the same nourishment, drinking in the same rain, benefiting by the same sun, but they come from different seeds. Now look, one tree is for the word of God. There's your truth. And now one seed and loves it and obeys it. The other tree is from the seed that is anti the word. And look, changes it where it wants to.
Right.
Now that's exactly what happened at Nicaea. They changed the original truth of the Bible.
Right.
And man just fell for it. Why? Because without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll fall for anything. Amen. Because you have no tie post. You have no guide to say, what does the word say? How many times, like I said before, have you been sitting in a church service and you listen to a preacher preaching and you go, you feel that little bump and you go, man, that ain't right. And it wasn't right. If you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's what you need to depend on.
Right.
And now you can have a little bump and say, I have a question, and go ask the question. But when it's blatantly against even the Word of God, I hate it. But people in this message have changed the Word of God. They've done the same
thing these people in denominations have done.
Right.
Made it cold, formal, and powerless. But they got signs and wonders. I've got a quote right over here. Signs and wonders. The real bride. I'll read it later. I can't find it now. But she'll not go after all that because signs follow the believer.
Right.
Signs follow the Word of God.
Right.
And then let's look at the word deceived. Deceived is to cause to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid.
Right.
Jesus was standing there. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth. And Pilate said, I just really don't see that. I see you a good man, and you got some followers, but they're not outside threatening my kingdom. Actually, the people that you're dealing with are wanting to kill you, because he was the Jews that was wanting him dead. I don't think the Romans cared. The Gentile Romans did not care. They weren't calling for Jesus' blood, but the Jews were calling for Jesus' blood. So Pilate was going, your own people don't even believe you. So you're no threat to me. So what is truth?
Yeah.
All right. Then we looked in Matthew 25 and we see, talked about the the 10 virgins. And I really enjoyed that, my own self. Talk about the 10 virgins. Because remember, they are virgins.
Right.
And we can skim through it. So then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now look, five of them were wise and five were foolish. So you've got five truth and five not truth.
Right.
Yeah. Got it?
Right.
There's not 11.
No.
There's five wise and five foolish.
Right.
And not somebody just showed up in between. No. The wise, but remember, as I was preaching in Kentucky, look at verse 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all.
Right.
Like some of you doing right now.
Yeah.
Slumbering and sleeping. Can't believe you fall asleep at 10 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, it's because you're not listening. While the bridegroom tarries, they are all slumbered and slept. Now look, they slumbered and slept, the prophet told us, through the denominations. Why? They slept through the truth.
Right.
All of them did.
Right.
Now there's a true bride in every age, but they all had false doctrine, except for those first three church ages.
Right.
Because when Nicaea came in, and then they come into 606, which is about when this church age began,
they accepted all that junk.
And I say junk because it was junk.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost was not the right baptism.
Right.
That's why Brother Ram said it came from the pits of hell, because it had to come from a false spirit.
Right.
Come from a false spirit brought that in. It brought in the eternal hells and all the different doctrines that they can almost prove by the Bible. Because they read the same Bible we do. Bible says the worm never dies. Hell's got to be eternal. But how in the world can you take eternal life that God give you and put it in hell? You can't do it. That's it. Very simple to me that there's no eternal hell. I don't care what man says. My Bible says that hell was created for the devil and his angels. It actually wasn't even created for humans. We're just the ones that are going there if we don't do what God said.
Right.
Amen? So while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at the midnight, look, there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him.
Bridegroom.
And they both, all 10 woke up.
Yeah.
That's what's strange. They all 10 woke up. Brother Weiss, they all heard the call. Like I said before, we were talking in Kentucky, all those doctrines that you all grew up with, how that mama, am I still on? Yeah. How that mama passed on, and you know, Brother Ray Montgomery, he's over there walking with Jesus down the street. That's not true. That's false.
Right.
We had to have a prophet come in the end time, go across the curtain of time, see what was going on, brought it back to us, and exactly put it in the scripture.
Yes.
That we're waiting for a place and a time that we can see Jesus. But you're not seeing him right now if you're in the... I think Brother Ray, he had that laugh.
Then, Freddie, you remember, he had that laugh. When he'd give you a revelation or he'd want to talk to you about it, he'd go, ha, ha, ha. Well, I'll guarantee you, when he walked across the curtain of time and he stepped over there, he saw Brother Branham or somebody he knew, and he went, ha, 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 I made it. This is it. I made it. Ha, ha, ha. But see, you remember those little things about people that you'll never forget.
Right.
And I don't think he'll lose that when he stepped over across the curtain of time. He won't lose that character of being Brother Ray Montgomery. Amen. Because we all carry that character with us. But at the midnight, the cry came, talking about those virgins. Look, 10 were wise, undeceived, and 10 were foolish. 5 were wise, undeceived. 5 were foolish, deceived.
Right.
Pretty much cut and dry.
Right.
All right, because this one had oil. Oh, I got to get back up here. This one had oil, and I'm not using one of them candy sticks over there. I can't hold an ice cream cone and preach. I can't do that. One of these.
Can't do it. Sorry.
So as the bridegroom called, there was 5 that had oil and 5 that didn't. That was the only difference.
Right.
Because look, Brother Brown tells us in the 10 virgins, 1960. Now if you'll take that name virgin and run it down, it means holy, clean, and sanctified.
Right.
They had an experience.
Right.
They just didn't take a furtherment of the Word of God and have the seed word planted in their soul.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the only difference.
Right.
They didn't take a furtherment of the Word of God. And even, Brother Branham says, even the brides down through the church ages. That's why he said there's been brides, brides, churches, brides, brides. They took part of the Word. But they didn't take all of it. In other words, they didn't let that baby that was formed in them mature.
Right.
Because we got have grown men, grown gospel in this end time, not baby form. So sanctified, but the only reason they were foolish was one thing. They didn't continue on. Satan got in there somewhere.
If I go over there, I might have to change it. So I'm going to stay over here.
Satan got in there somewhere and said, "You're good." Remember, I explained that the other day. You're fine. You quit all that stuff you used to do, didn't you?
Right.
Trap of the devil. I know, Josh. I got it turned over this way a little bit. Trap of the devil. Here. You'll never see this again. Turn it on. We're going to improvise. Now this won't work. What are we doing? Boo devil! Hello. Give me some blue.
There you go.
Hey, we good? Yeah. All right. They can hear me anyway. This would be for going on the internet, I guess. So there we see that, look. Brother Bram said, now there was the virgins, 10 virgins again. Continue the quote if you'll pull it up, please. Now there was the virgins went out to meet him, and the foolish virgins now did not have oil in their lamp, but they had everything else. They were clean. They believed in Christ. They preached the word that they believed. Hear that? They believed their denomination would let, all that denomination would let them preach. Because see, let me ask you about something. You take this message and you go preaching in a denominational church. They'll hear you so far. But then they'll send you back home. Why? Gotta be a truth and gotta be a false. They're saying they have the truth and you're false. But then when you take it back to the Word, they shut up because there's nothing in there to sound off. There's nothing there to signal truth.
Right.
You say, well, now, wait a minute. I'm just telling you what the end time is producing.
Right.
It's produced twins.
Right.
And they're all both religious.
Right.
They're not, we look and say, well, the true is going to church and the false is staying at home watching football. Uh-uh. We deal with the true and the false right here in ourselves. Much less what goes over the pulpit. You've got to pray.
Right.
that you're hearing truth.
Right.
You've got to pray that you're hearing truth.
Right.
Amen? Right. So let's go to John 17, verse 16. This is pretty clear. Got it? All right. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus is praying right here. This is, to me, this is the Lord's prayer to the bride. I know what the Lord's prayer is, but this is the Lord's prayer specifically for Jesus' people, for his bride in the end time. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself. We know that Jesus was a human being. He had human desires because he was in a human body. But he sanctified himself, set himself apart, Nazarite vow, whatever you want to call it, so that he can have what? Listen. This junk of people thinking Jesus had a wife on earth and all that stuff, you see these movies and all that stuff, that's filth. Because look, Christ only had one bride. He's only got one wife. He didn't have an earthly wife and a heavenly wife. He had one wife. Paul says, I espouse you as a virgin to Christ. And Christ was already gone. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through part truth.
No.
Oh, that's not what that says.
Right.
That they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Right.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
2 Timothy verse 3, 3rd chapter verse 6. Now watch this, because this is the group of people that are on the opposite side. Everybody got that? Say amen. There is a true and there's a false. Listen, but like I said before, you and I, we're not obligated to say who's true and who's false. Like I said before, if you got somebody in your mind that you think I'm thinking about right now, my mind is blank of names. You can call names wherever you want to, but I'm talking about the spirits that are motivating these people. The spirits that are motivating all of us.
Right.
Hey, did you have truth from the day you were born?
Right.
No. Some of you didn't have truth until about 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Whoa. Well, you told me you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, get quiet now, would you?
Yeah.
So listen, until we, let me just put it this way, until we rapture and our bodies change, there will be a part error in us somewhere.
Right.
Everybody got that?
Right
up until the twinkling of an eye.
Right.
We're going to have just enough oil. Like I said before about the airplanes, you know, they just got just enough fuel to get them there. You get just enough to get it. We got just enough oil, they said. We don't have enough oil. In other words, we don't have 2 or 3 years to try to bring you up. You've been sitting here for 2 or 3 years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's where God can separate, not me and you.
Right.
But look, these people here having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from such turn away. Right. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women. I hope that's not the heat that just turned on. I hope it's air conditioner. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive women, silly women. Now, women is what? Churches.
Right.
Women are churches. Led away with divers lust, ever learning, and never able to come to the what? Knowledge of the truth.
Right.
Knowledge of the truth.
Right.
Listen, there's only one way you can know the knowledge of the truth, and that's to be born again. You're deceived until that happens. We're all deceived.
Right.
Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
Now watch. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also what? Resist the truth. You say, oh, they don't resist the truth. Preach the truth to them.
Right.
Preach the truth to them. You'll find out where it resists or not.
Right.
Amen. Amen. They will resist you, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. I like this. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So now let's bring it down to the end time. Terrence said to be short. I'm going to be real short. All right, Revelation 3. Here we are in the end time. This is our church age. The Laodicean church age. This is ours. So this is what? This is our salutation to anybody that's living in this church age. Everybody got that? Say amen. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the amen, the faithful and true witness. Now I'll read you what true means. That word true means in just a minute, the beginning of the creation of God. So what's he doing? He's bringing us back to the true revelation, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, what was the beginning of the creation of God? This is the time now. The world says in December. We know that Jesus was not born in December. But anyway, we go along with it just to play, just to be here. And don't cause no stir. But he was the beginning. He was the way we should have come. As a virgin-born baby, by spoken word, not by instrumentality of man.
Right.
Prophet of God tells us that. Amen? You and I had to, though, come the way we did because of the fall, because of what Eve did. But remember what I said. This is not true. This is false. So God had to come if he was going to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If he would have lied, he would have just went to heaven and disappeared. Right? And we'd all died and went to hell. Right? Because we were born in sin, shaping iniquity. You got it? But he did not. He came back on the day of Pentecost and said, I'm going to right this ship. I'm going to turn this thing around. I'm not just going to be with you. I'm going to be in you. And if the truth is in you, somewhere, folks, we've got to come to the truth if you have the Holy Ghost. Or the Bible's wrong. Or I can't stand up here and say that the Word of God is the truth. Because Jesus said, sanctify him through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Everybody got that? Now look, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Bring it back up. The Greek lexicon is alethenos. Is that true? Did I pronounce that right, Leah? She's got some Greek in her, so she hasn't done anything about cooking, but she's from Greece. So anyway, I ate Greek yogurt every morning, so. Look, that word true means that which has not only the name and resemblance, but watch, but the real nature corresponding to the name. Wow. I like that. The faithful and true witness. In other words, he's the only one. And if you got him inside of you, you got to have the same resemblance, the same nature, because it's the real nature corresponding to the name. In every respect, corresponding to the idea signified by the name. That's why the Bible says all heaven is named what? Jesus, not just J-E-S-U-S. Brother Brown said, there's many Jesuses. Jesus. Jesus is all over the place. There's many Jesuses. But there's only one that takes the character and nature of the Bible and matches it 100%. Jesus never, never, never did not correspond with the Word.
Right.
He always corresponded with the Word. His nature was always of the Word, not the world. You say, oh, what about when he plaited the ropes and that was God. You never read the Bible where it said God was angry?
No.
He don't like a lot of things we do. But in every respect, I like this true witness. Now look, I'm going to read you a quote where Brother Brown said, now that doesn't mean at one time it was false.
No. Right,
But now all other false witnesses can't correspond to that. Right? You got it, Brother Luis? They can't correspond. You correspond what? To the name. That's why we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. That's what Jesus was telling them to do by revelation when he said Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Because Father's not a name, Son's not a name, Holy Ghost is not a name. Look, if I want to correspond to Father, what Father? Whose Father are you talking about? There's probably about 4 billion of them in the world. But when I tell you Lord, Jesus Christ, you know exactly who I'm talking about. So that corresponds to the name in every respect, corresponding to the idea signified by the name, real, true, and genuine. Opposite to what is fictitious, counterfeit, imaginary, simulated, or pretended. That's pretty good, isn't it? So he's the faithful and true witness. But now watch. Let's see what the prophet said about this in the Laodicean church age. He is the true witness. Now this word true is the same word we saw back there in Revelation 3:7. You recall that it does not mean true as in contrast to false. In other words, he wasn't the false witness down through the church ages, and all of a sudden in the Laodicean church age, he became true. No. Look what it means. You recall that it does not mean true as in contrast with false. It has a richer, deeper meaning by far. It expresses perfect realization in contrast to partial realization. Because the faithful and true witness in this end time is going to bring us to the truth, not a truth. Right? There we are. It expresses perfect realization in contrast to partial realization. Amen? Now let's go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 says, in whom ye also trusted what? After.
Right.
Oh. This burns up the always was eternal, and this burns up listen, we believe in eternal security. But we believe in eternal security coming from God. Not that you can be eternally secured and then you can do whatever you want to. That shows, see, but that's false doctrine that's been taught.
Right.
How many times, really? I mean, I'm not saying, but you go to a funeral, a good Baptist boy died not too long ago, and he hadn't been to church in 30 years. But he got saved when he was 9 years old back at a convention somewhere. And that was his salvation, but he lived like a dog. And if he gave his life to God, I hope he did. But if he didn't, then what's he dependent on? He was dependent on a lie.
Right.
He was dependent on a lie. Amen. If we don't have the truth, we are depending on a lie.
Right.
In whom also you trusted after that you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. What else can we do, Brother Wade? You can get justified, sanctified, and then ask God to put that truth in your soul because you promised it. And the scripture with promise is what? Repent. And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What? For this promise is to you and to your children. Now that's Bible. How are you going to deny it? Right? Because you go over to Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Well, what is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I like what Brother Brown said. We were listening. Brother Brown said, now listen. He said, Peter was given the keys to the kingdom. In other words, he was saying if Peter said stand on your head to receive the Holy Ghost, you'd have had to stand on your head to receive the Holy Ghost, right? Peter was given the keys. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. So Peter can't be contrary 11 days after Jesus said what he did. He can't be contrary 11 days later and tell you to be baptized a different way. There's only one way to be baptized. Everything else is what? False. True, false, right? But after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit. of promise. Everybody got that? So now let's go to Revelation 22:7. I'll just stand right here because I got my little ice cream cone in my hand. And he said unto me, look, these sayings are faithful and true. I want to ask you a question. How do you know that? How do you know that Bible is truth? It was written by 20-something different men, I think it was. Whatever. How do you know that they were telling you the truth? I'm asking you, how do you know that? Because a Jehovah's Witness is going to come in and tell you it says one thing. Mormons is going to write their own Bible and tell you another thing. I work with two of them. I know exactly what the belief is, and I've read their Bible. And it's just an addition, which there is no addition, because Jesus told us at the end of this book in Revelation 22, he said, if you add something, I'm going to add you the plagues. If you take away, I'm going to take away your name out of the book of life. Pretty clear. And he said unto me these things. That's what I was thinking when I started. I thought, and I'm going to be a little sarcastic. How do we think John didn't, what makes us think John didn't get all that from the devil? Because I'm sure when he was on the Isle of Patmos, the devil was talking to him too. He just wasn't, now sure he was having a good time in the Lord, I know. But how do we know that the devil didn't interject a little bit of this, only one word off, remember, in 66 books? And Moses wasn't around for the first three of them, two of them, really. He wrote about Genesis, right? Wrote about his own death. So he wrote it pre-death. How do we know he's telling us the truth?
Right. Yeah.
Because right here. I can put my trust because I have faithfulness in that is the word of God. That God can keep it straight. We can't. And he sent prophets. That's why I don't understand why people don't realize that we needed a prophet. We've needed prophets all through since the dawn of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've needed a prophet to come and straighten out or try to.
Yeah. Right.
Amen?
Right.
There's been minor, there's been major, but there have been prophets. When the Lord needed to talk to Israel, he sent them a prophet. When the Lord needed to speak to us, he sent us a prophet.
Glory.
Amen?
Yeah.
Why can't we realize that? And the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angel. Now how do you know that was the right angel? You see what John was doing? John had to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost in order for him to say that. Because it rang true with what he believed.
Amen.
Come on. Sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings. Well, how do we know that? You know why? Because when I open it, I know it's God talking to me. And it has not got convoluted or messed up. Or even Paul says, I look through a glass darkly. You see that glass where Sister Frieda's at right there? See that clear glass right there? That's what Paul says down through the church ages. That's what they look through right there. Can you see outside? But you know there's an outside out there, right? You see the sun, you can see the light, yeah. But you don't know where it's at.
Right.
But you could do it if you were looking through that glass outside. This is the glass me and you are looking through. We're not looking through that glass darkly anymore.
Amen.
Paul said, I'm going to do that, but one day I'm going to see him face to face. That's why God had to send us a prophet to help us and get away from, well, we believe the teachings of William Branham. They were not the teachings of William Branham. They were the true teachings of what the Bible said.
Amen?
Amen? They were the true teaching because he was a faithful and true witness, and I've got that same faithful and true witness living in me. And every time I open this Bible up, oh, sure, it hurts. It's a two-edged sword, but what is it doing? It's performing surgery.
Amen.
Supernatural surgery.
Right.
And my soul inside says, amen.
Amen.
That ain't nothing but the truth. What had he right tap into? The same thing all these writers did. John said, that ain't nothing but the truth. This is what's got to happen. Moses was writing the Bible. He said, That ain't nothing but the truth what happened in the Garden of Eden. That ain't nothing but the truth when Abraham had to be 99 years old, be changed back into a young man to have a child. A mystery that the world knows nothing about. But it's laying right there in the Bible. Everybody got it? Say amen. All right, let's read this right here and we'll be done. Number 5, Queen of Sheba. Bless that woman's heart. She was hungering and thirsting for God. And she laden those animals with these gifts, and perhaps she said this, I'm going up. I ain't going to take nobody else's word. Now, this is the Queen of Sheba going to see who? Solomon, the wisest man in the world at that time. I'm going to take nobody else's word. I'm going to find out for myself. If it's the truth, I'll support it. Huh? If it isn't the truth, I'll bring my gifts back. That's a good idea. If God's in it, put everything behind it you got. Your soul, your heart, your mind, your talent. All that you've got, give it to the glory of God. If He isn't God, then let it alone and find out where there is a God. If it isn't the truth, let it alone and find out what is truth.
Amen.
Didn't we wander around and we were almost like Pilate? What is truth? There's a church on every corner that's got different names on it. Is God that confused? Are we that confused? Because we got them on every corner about it too. Number 6, God provided place of worship. I think this is the last one. And now at the end time, we see the things happening the way they are. There's a great warning amongst the elected people of God to find out what is right.
That's
it. And it behooves us to know that. Now, not somebody's theory, but to know what is truth. What the Bible says is truth, because it'll be too late one day. Wow. The bridegroom call, you'll either be a foolish virgin or you won't even be considered in it. And this may be the day, so let's take real consideration of what God has said. Remember, when God speaks a word, I love this right here, when God speaks a word, He can never take it back. Brother John, that's what I have to depend on. That there's not another addition to this Bible.
Right.
Book of Maccabees. They got a book of Job. They got a book of this. They got a book of that. Which has some truth. Josephus was there during the time writing. But there was a lot of things he wrote that God didn't see to put in the Word.
Right.
Amen. God didn't see to put it in the Word. So I'm going to believe that this is what God put together for me. The truth. Remember, when God speaks a word, He can never take it back. He has to ever remain the same. He can never say something. Now, okay, there was Jesus standing before He was ascension, and He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptize in the name of the Father, name of the Son, or name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. But find me one place in history up until about 300 AD that anybody was baptized in that. They took that title from the Roman Catholic Church.
Amen.
In Nicaea, Rome. But everybody that was a true believer was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Read your Bible. There's not one place. You ought to see these people's eyes go wide open when you go to the Philippines and say, $10,000 to the first person that'll ever show me that there was anybody baptized in this Bible other than the Lord Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ, I'll give you $10,000. Boy, you ought to see them in that Mystery Expo. Their Bible, they just are flipping through it. You can't find it because it ain't in there.
Yeah, right.
They've been told what their truth is.
Right.
What their truth is the truth. But it was error.
Right.
But you watch them when they see that water baptism, when they see the different things. Buddy, well, you know then there's something that's striking down here.
Right.
And then as soon as they do, what do? They listen, you don't have to leave a denominational church when you believe this message. You just start talking among the people. You'll be extracted and excommunicated. You'll be given, as Brother Ernie says, the right foot of fellowship. Out the door. Why? Because there's truth and there's error. And they cannot. How can two walk and not agree? to walk together. Right here, we'll finish. Remember, when God speaks a word, He can never take it back. So in other words, He didn't say Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then you come over here and say, well, now Peter's going to say, no. Remember, when God speaks a word, He can never take it back. He has to ever remain the same. He can never say something and then say, well, I didn't exactly mean that. Boy, that's pretty powerful to know that He gave us 66 books of the Bible written by 20 different people. And He tells you that's the truth.
Right.
And written, I mean, Moses was like, what, 6,000 years ago? 5,000 years ago? Thousands of years ago. And then God comes down and gets everybody together and compiles it. Lets a king, James, get together and start compiling. Wycliffe and all the different ones start compiling it and it not be wrong. I just got to believe that's the only true thing there ever is this Bible.
Amen.
He has to ever remain the same. He can never say something and then say, well, I didn't exactly mean that. See, He's infinite. He wrote this Bible before we were even formed.
Right. Yeah.
This Bible was written before the foundation of the world.
Right.
How can it be wrong if it was written then?
Right.
But He had to have a conduit, right? He had to have a conduit. He had to have a way to get it penned so that me and you can read it. Then He came down Himself in flesh and He said, okay, whatever you're fixing to hear, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. All right, look, He is infinite. He knows the best to begin with. We say things that we think is best and after a while we take it back. How many of you have done that? No, don't worry. I'll raise all your hands. You're lying if you keep it down. Okay. So we pray for liars too. But He knows the best. We say things that we think is best and after a while we take it back. But God can't do that and remain God. So if He's infinite, He does not do that because He is perfect in every word. He never utters a word unless it's eternal. Wow. So what are we doing with all these people? I mean, message and denominate, they're changing the Bible.
Yeah.
All of His eternals, that's us, was with Him at the beginning. His thoughts, His attributes, and they're only expressing themselves in the world today.
Right.
So where is the truth? The truth is right here inside of you if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the same guy.
Amen.
That spoke that. The same person.
Amen.
That spoke it.
Amen.
Is inside of you. How can He say something different than what He's already said?
Glory.
He cannot say anything different. He can't go against His word. Oh sure, He can send you a prophet that can help you out. As in Paul and Moses and Brother Branham giving the grace of marriage and divorce. He said, but it was because of misinterpreted theology.
Right.
We must get away from misinterpreted theology.
Right.
This world's full of it. Let me read this one quote. The unfailing reality is the living God. 1960. Stand to your feet. Musicians come. We'll sing a song before we go. Make sure you get to the back of the door. Let Brother Terrence give you an envelope. Look, you know a woman is a type of the church. We're the bride. Everybody got that? We're the bride. The church is the bride. There's a lot of brides. And yet they let them women entice them. The ministers today let them churches pull them off from the truth. What? If you don't preach the truth, they'll just kick you out. Send you somewhere, you know. Put you out. And what does she do? She cuts her hair. She cuts off her power. She has her way. End time seed sign. Brother Brown said, in the face of all this, there is a real bride that God's bringing forth. Each time there's been a reformer, there's been so much of the word spread forth. And each generation gets it. Did you ever notice? There'll be a man of God come along, strike a fire with God. There'll be a great revival. And what happens immediately after they take that man's idea? They denominate it. And bring in creeds and mix with it. There she dies and never rises again.
Right.
But each generation, what does it get? It gets an opportunity at the fresh word of God each time. like Luther under justification, Wesley under sanctification, Pentecostals moving under the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Each one gets his chance. What does the man that followed the great reformers? They denominate it. Organize it. Mix it with creeds. A little bit here, a little bit there. A new bunch of school scholars. He says death. He said they died spiritually. And that's the way it's always been. The truth will never die. That's why Jesus said, I am the way. Sure, he had to die in flesh, but that man inside of him was not dying. I'll promise you, that man inside of you, that's what took Brother Ray over into that other dimension. That thing that was formed in him at his new birth took him right over into that next dimension, and there he was with Brother Branham and all the different ones that he knew that went on across the curtain of time. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we envy that. Amen? But we've got a job to do until that, because you and I have a job that we are ordained of God. Not to be in another church age where we're okay with this doctrine and okay with that doctrine. This word right now is pure, just like when Jesus stood on the... Listen, when Jesus stood on earth, he wasn't creating a denomination. But what have they based everything off of? All the denominational ideas have been based off what Brother Brown said. The people that comes in and preaches the message, somebody grabs it, Satan grabs it and twists it. Just like they grabbed this message and twisted it. But there's a true bride. There's been brides, brides, churches, brides, churches. How many times did he say that? He said, but there'll come one. And I contend that this is it. I put everything I got on this, Sister Trudy. I don't have no faith in nothing else. This right here is what I have my faith in. That this message is right.
Amen.
I don't care what the world says. What's that song? Let the world go by? Yep. Man.
Amen.
All right, let's sing a song. God bless you. Now remember, when you leave, we leave here. T will be at the back there. Go down, get in your car, head to Gillsville, get into town, go right past the post office. There'll be a road that turns to the left, cross the railroad tracks, go about a quarter of a mile. There'll be a road that turns up to the left, and if I get there before y'all do or somebody does, we're going to put a little something there that you'll mark. We'll mark it, maybe a red bow or something, and then you just keep going down that road. It'll take you right. You can't miss that barn. It's huge. It's not a barn. It's a venue, but we call it a barn, but it has a different name to it. But we will eat down there and fellowship, have our singing and gift giving. I know there was a question about the Sunday school classes. I think some of y'all got something, some of you didn't. That's okay. This year has been, you can't stamp nothing. Listen, that's why we have to put everything we got on what God said. We can't rely on what man says, because they said do this, they said do that, they said wear a mask, and we're still got numbers way above everything else. Where's all them Trump haters that hated when he didn't have a mask on that now said he's supposed to wear a mask? Now we got a million more cases a day now. And listen, 50% of the people in this world are wearing a mask, and it's still going up. So masks, to me, is not helping nothing. That's not the answer. This is the answer. God's word is the answer. This is the answer. Let's do what God tells us to do, and let's move forward. God bless you. Let's sing a song before we dismiss. If you have a need, come forward. If you don't, just believe it in your seat.
Shackled by a heavy burden, and me the Lord again and shame, but then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I am no longer the same. Oh. He touched me.
It was a time in your life that God had to touch you.
And the joy that floods my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Because something.
Did he touch you today? This world is falling apart, people. They need the bride to stand up.
Oh, the joy.
And speak the word of God and move forward.
Because something really happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Let's sing a verse of that. Shackled by heaven. You cry out to God for whatever need you need. He's here to tell you the truth.
Floods my soul. Because something really happened. Oh, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Hey, man. You love the Lord? God's good.
Yes.
He's good to us too.
Glory.
Now we're going to go down to the barn. I'm going to go ahead and pray over the food. That way when we get there, they're supposed to start serving at 12 and you only got about 15 minutes to get down there. So just God be with you. As I was telling the people in Kentucky, just real quick, we don't celebrate Christmas as the world does,
right.
But we do like this time of year.
Right.
I love what Brother Chris Long says. He said, I live for Christmas. He said, but that's every day of the year.
Right.
Amen. So to a Christian, Christmas is every day of the year.
Right.
But we do. I don't like the world or the things of the world, but we live in the world. And I do like it when people are more happy.
Right.
Except when you deliver them packages and it's late. But anyway, but you have to deal with that. But listen, you and I are the only people with the love of God in us.
Yes.
And we know how to handle the situations.
Right.
And we know how to be in the world. And we know giving gifts and Santa Claus and trees and all that stuff. But look, we're humans. We're human beings. And, you know, I just love to see kids' face light up because, listen, it was a lie. But you know what? We've been lied to all of our life.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Satan's lied to us all of our life. When we were born in sin, shaping in iniquity, when you got the new birth, Satan still started lying to you, didn't he? I mean, he really started lying to me then. Oh, you didn't get nothing. This Jesus ain't nothing. This is nothing. Oh, come on.
Right, right.
This is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
There's not a Jesus Christ in physical form, flesh on the earth, so he only has one group of people
right. That
he's in, and that's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's his body, his church, his bride. Not churches out there.
Amen.
Bride of Jesus Christ knows what to do with the word.
Right.
We get to know our mate better.
Yes.
And things will go much better. You love the Lord?
Amen.
We'll get down there and we'll do the gifts and we'll do all the eating. So we're getting ready to go. Tell the lady that's there, her name is Amanda. She has a restaurant right up here in town, that you enjoyed her food and that everything was good. Thank Brother Dale and Sister Dale for doing this for us. And it not costing us anything. And you sisters didn't have to get up early and make anything. Yeah, woohoo, yeah, and you won't have to clean up either, so be careful. Let them do their job. We pay to have these things done. Okay, so you just pray that, and I pray this season to be the best. It's the worst season to a lot of people. But there's a reason for the season. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you give us. We pray now that as we go down that you'll keep us safe, Lord, and that you'll sanctify the food that is about to be prepared for us. And as we eat the food, Lord, may we remember, Lord, that your blessings is what gave it to us, Father. We pray now that you'd touch each one, Lord. Bless us on the highways as we go, Lord. And Lord, may you ever truly be the center piece of our will, Lord. Of your being your will, Lord, would be our will. Father, just take care of us, lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Bless the place even down there, Lord, that you'll take everything out of it, Lord. No disease and anything, none of this junk that's going around. Father, we pray your protection. We believe your word. And your word says, I'll never leave you or never forsake you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.
It's a highway.